So here we are at the Outreach and Education session of the National Astronomy Meeting, and I'm joined by Jackie Milligan of the Glen Lola and pupils of the Glen Lola Collegiate School. And you've been talking about astronomy in school. So Jackie, just to start, tell us what it is that you've been doing.
I suppose the novel thing that we've been doing is using the Fox telescope, because before that, most astronomy is a lot of theory, just looking at solar system planets and the theory behind GCSE physics. So now the girls have been using Fox telescope, which they've been using one in Hawaii, and it is actually operational during the school day, which is fabulous.
That's very
so
good,
just
isn't it?
Yes, so the 11 hours time difference, whatever it is, we can book the telescope around lunchtime. So it's actually an after-school activity, although it's in the middle of the day. So we've had the frustrations of professional astronomers because we've booked the telescope a couple of times. Girls have done all the planning and nothing has happened because it's been cloudy, or imagine clouds in Hawaii. How could you think of such a thing, I know? So, but it's our GCSE students are doing most of the projects, but they're actually teaching year 8 girls as well. So we're in a girls' school, so we really want to promote science, and the girls are fabulous scientists. Yep. And my job will be done when they know more than I do. I think I'm nearly there, actually. So they're very good on Fox. They know how to use the software now, and that's what I can't do. And they've actually been working through the Student Academy. So it is independent learning. I haven't been involved in that at all. And a lot of the sessions the girls have had on the telescope, they've been doing their own thing as well. They can now book time by themselves.
Okay, so maybe we'll ask one of these experts, because they are experts, so we're impressing all of the astronomers here. Ask you, what have you been doing with the Fox telescope?
With the Fox telescope, I've been using it from I started astronomy, and at the minute I've been working on some recent projects. Well, one of my last projects was tracking the orbit of a near-Earth asteroid, which was really difficult to do, but we had support and help from the Armagh Planetarium.
And so what sort of things did you do to track it?
We took separate pictures through different times. So we would take a picture at, say, 11, and then one at 10 past 11, and carry on this for a good couple of hours, and then we would blink the pictures by putting one on top of each other and blinking them to see which star or what the asteroid, which one had moved,
right.
So we could tell which one the asteroid was, and then from that we could calculate the orbit and say that it wasn't going to crash into the Earth, which is very lucky and
it's always
great.
It's nice to know it's not going to crash into
It's us. Great news.
There's another of the pupils at Glen Lola Collegiate who's been working on the Fox Academy, I think it's called, is that right? The Student Academy. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Well, it's just currently a pilot programme. It's not actually available for enrolment yet, but my friends Sam, Hannah and Dorna and I, we've all had the opportunity to enrol and work on what is still the pilot programme, or what we call Project One.
Very good. And what other things have you done in astronomy in school? I saw some pictures of you all in sleeping bags outside for star parties and things.
That was observing night. That was observing night, and we happily had clear skies and we got to see some key constellations and all that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.